The Fairbanks-based Cold Climate Housing Research Center is working with Galena residents whose homes were damaged and destroyed by the flood. CCHRC President Jack Hebert is visiting Galena today to share home designs based on past village housing projects and get feedback from Galena residents.
My sense from the people that I've been in contact with in Galena and our trips out there is that a safe, affordable, warm shelter is the priority. If they're energy efficient, if the indoor air quality is good, if it's something that they can afford and it can get done now.
Hebert says the short summer building season means things need to happen fast for new homes to be completed before winter. He says that's being complicated by concerns about future flooding.
This flood was, historically unprecedented. So does that become the new flood line, and all the houses need to be at least at that level to be insured? And also to be reassured that it's not going to happen again. If that's the case, we're going to have to drive a lot of pilings, and that needs to happen right now.
Hebert says the CCHRC is working with state and federal emergency response and financing agencies to get at least some work done this season. He says past experience shows construction can go fast.
If we can get the designs decided on, if we can get the financing in the way this is going to, be funded, in place, a lot can happen very quickly. The example, of course, in our world was Crooked Creek, where 9 homes were built in 6 weeks with volunteer labor in the local community.
Hebert says faith-based organizations are standing by to help build homes, and prefabricated wall and roof components can accelerate construction. The Cold Climate Housing Research Center is also working with Galena residents whose homes were damaged to make repairs that increase energy efficiency.